Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global controllers, the global scum, the global parasites know that as the final phases of their world government slave grid are being constructed and completed and being tested, that finally the slaves are opening their eyes and looking around them and facing the horror of what's been constructed. And so we're in a very dangerous point right now. The people are waking up. People are tuning out of mainstream media. The alternative press is exploding. Excuse me, I'm trying to eat something during the break, went down the wrong way. I couldn't get to my cough button, sorry. All of this is happening, and they're in trouble, and they know they're in trouble, and they know that their whole agenda is grinding to a halt, so they've carried out the last two waves of bombings. The evidence is very clear. So we'll be talking about that in this hour and just a host of other news reports. But right now, let's go to Ron in New York, then Charles, John, Brian, William, and others. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I do notice every time somebody has to debate something, and the prime example I call about is today the New York ACLU filed a lawsuit against the random bag searches. Now, while there are many strong and persuasive arguments that could be posed against those searches, they pose the weakest possible arguments against it, almost ensuring that the their adversaries, if you want to really call them adversaries, I don't think they are, who are in favor of the searches, will prevail and bad case law will be established.
Yeah, the ACLU, and I'm talking about most of its members, they're well-meaning people just like everybody else and every other organization, are there to create bad case law. They're there to lose cases.
Right. They're there to lose your freedom through their bad case law. That's basically what they're out to do. Now, with reference to these bag searches, about two Sundays back in the New York Times, they interviewed the police commissioner in New York City, and he stated this, okay? He said after the events of London on July 21st, he felt the time was right for bag searches, that people would then accept it at that point, and prior to that date would not be willing to accept that intrusion. And he never cited, too, the legal merits of these bag searches. In other words, what he's saying is he opportunistically took advantage of a political situation or panic that has been whipped up in the general population. That's what he's saying. So this has no legal merit. The man never cited to the legal merits of the searches and merely said that he took advantage of basically the panic that developed after the incidents in the London subway.
No, I saw that. I mean, now they come out and say, oh, the head bomber's an MI6 agent and the government's behind it, but still we got to stop Al-Qaeda. Oh, the border's going to be wide open, but we're not going to profile. We're going to randomly search all of you and train you how to be slaves. None of this makes you safe, folks. It's training you how to line up, show your ID, snap to attention. They're doing home searches all over the country now. They're openly telling us there's no Fourth Amendment. That is criminal.
And the issue of racial profiling, it's a canard. It's a red herring. The fact of the matter is, and I've said this before, the Constitution does not say it's okay to abuse everybody if abuse people if you abuse everybody. The Constitution does not say a violation of it or abuse is okay so long as it is, you know, egalitarian or eclectic. The Constitution says you should abuse nobody.
Well, that's well said. And see, that's the difference between a democracy and a republic. In a republic, you can't abuse anybody, even if the majority wants to do it. If 51% gets together and says, let's take that man's land and divide it amongst ourselves, you can't do it because the republic and the Bill of Rights guards that. But in a democracy, if they can whip the people into, quote, accepting something, then it supposedly gains the force of law.
Right. Well, they use the racial profiling. It's really a red herring. Because,
well, it's an excuse. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're not going to look for specific groups and specific people.
No one should be abused.
We're going to violate everybody's rights. Thanks, Ron. Great points. We'll talk to Charles, John, Bruce, and William, and many others when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. About an hour and 55 minutes left in this broadcast, and there's a ton of vital info to cover, so be sure and stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The last caller from New York brought up how the police commissioner a few weeks ago said, yeah, we're going to start random bag and really body searches, they pat you down, on the subways and buses all over New York City. And then New Jersey adopted, San Francisco adopted it. All over the country, cops just set up random checkpoints on highways, and then when they're searching for guns and drugs, totally violating your Fourth Amendment, they'll just throw in, well, the bus bombings. Meanwhile, there's billions of dollars, $2.4 billion a year, in federal funds every year since 1998, Clinton first started it, Bush has continued it, to set up checkpoints all over the country and search your vehicles. Number one, it federalizes police, trains them to be federalized under federal duties, and of course it trains you, the public, to be their little slaves and to go through checkpoints. So none of it keeps you safe. And yeah, to have a police chief, a police commissioner say, well, you know, these attacks took place and the public wouldn't have gone along with this before, but now they will, so now the time is right to do this. It's just hidden in plain view. They just flaunt it. And, of course, all of the serious anti-terror analysts will tell you this does nothing to keep you safe, and it doesn't make the people think they're safe. The vast majority of people in England hated the checkpoints and the searches. The vast majority of folks in New York that I've seen interviewed are against it. And by the way, there are just a few bag searches going on in England. It is massive in New York and New Jersey. But is any of this a surprise? Remember a couple months ago I had the Bergen County police chief on? There they have a police chief over the county. A couple million people in his county. Big jurisdiction. And he's gotten a microchip, and he wants all his employees to get microchips. And I said, well, if the government says we've all got to take them, will you enforce that? And he said, yeah, it's a great idea. I'll enforce that. I'll make you take microchips. And I said, but that sounds like Mark of the Beast. And he says, well, I trust my government. I'm part of the government. I am the government. And we should all have microchips. And then Tommy Thompson, former secretary in Bush's cabinet. You don't get much more powerful than that. He has taken a microchip, and he is now traveling the country. The Washington Post reported last week, traveling the country to public schools, promoting to elementary school children to, quote, get chipped. And he's now part of the company, and the mobile chip van drives around handing out little get chip toys. Let's understand this. The Mexican Attorney General told his employees, you've got to take the microchip or you can't get in the building. That's a year and a half ago. We have major sheriffs, major police chiefs saying we all need to take chips. I'll make you take chips if that's the law. I've had CEO of the company on. I've had the doctor that developed it, the scientist. They say, yes, in the future, you're going to have a chip. They've signed a Bureau of Prisons deal in California to start chipping the inmates. We exposed that 2 years ago, and they stopped the program. I mean, we're in the twilight zone, boys and girls. I mean, we're here. I know there's a lot of police driving around in squad cars right now that heard me on the radio 5-10 years ago when you laughed at me when I said all this was coming. Are you laughing now? Maybe you'll follow the order. And Andy Rooney said that everybody needs a chip. He said this 3 years ago. It's in Road to Tyranny. He's on 60 Minutes. He said every American needs a chip. To prove who the good people are, to prove who the good, an icon like Andy Rooney, to prove who the good people are, we need to all have microchips. I mean, I'm not the one saying this. They are. And so we've got the police chief of New York, the commissioner, the commish, saying that, oh, yeah, the time was right to do this. And then yesterday, Mayor Bloomberg and the commissioner were also back in the New York newspapers, Newsday namely, saying, no, there's been calls by state reps and by city council members to racially profile Muslims and Islamicists and people that look like they're Middle Eastern, and we're not going to do that. It doesn't work, and it's disgusting. Now, number one, there's multi-layers to this onion. Number one, if you believe that Islamicist terrorists are acting alone and bombing the World Trade Center in 93 or Oklahoma City in 95 or 9/11 or the Madrid bombings, I'll sell you the London Bridge. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, and from my back porch you can see the sea. I mean, if you really believe that, you believe George Strait's being serious when he sings those words. I mean, this is ridiculous. We've caught them red-handed. We have the handbooks, the training manuals, the admissions. It is public. So, number one, it is not Islamists carrying out terror. Are there every once in a while on a blue moon some Muslim woman that goes crazy with a knife or a gun and kills a bunch of Israelis? Yes. Do Israelis occasionally go crazy and go in and kill a bunch of Muslims or Palestinians? That happens. I mean, there is some real racial tribal warfare going on over there. But over here, folks, it does not exist. I mean, just like the Klan doesn't. I mean, there's a few toothless idiots that'll burn a house down every once in a while or something. You know, this big threat the media says it is, it isn't. Unless it's the government provocateuring it. We've caught them doing it with white supremacists, the Klan, Mexican supremacists, Muslim extremists. It's always the same M.O. So, number one, they're saying, we're not going to profile. So let's say it really was Muslim terrorists doing it. And Mayor Bloomberg says it doesn't work, it's just stupid. That's a quote. It doesn't work, it's just stupid, it's mean, it's bad. Okay, so people report that a 6-foot black man wearing a red biker jacket robs the bank. And there's an all-points bulletin out in your town. Do the police start pulling over black women? They start pulling over white women? They pull over old white men? They pull over teenage, teenage Mexicans? No. They look for a black man, in a red van or a blue van, whatever, driving wearing a red jacket. Okay? I mean, that's not profiling. So they have this big issue of profiling. They introduce it to us. We all get used to hearing about profiling and how evil it is. And then the government goes, don't worry. We can run checkpoints on the highway if we search all of you. So see, they're saying before it was some type of, tenuous probable cause with profiling. Now they're going, oh, no, we're fair. Zero probable cause. This is totally random, the Supreme Court said. That's the total opposite of the Fourth Amendment. So see the mind game they play? And so now I've seen the video on the news. I've seen the still photos from Reuters and AP. I mean, it's their favorite person to search is an 8-year-old white girl or some old black woman. And they're there. You'll see a guy with a machine gun pointed at them, and the cops are searching their bags. And guess what? They're finding marijuana. They're finding, is this stereo stolen? It's all a big snooping operation, training us to not have any freedoms. I mean, this, folks, in Stasi Eastern Germany, they had checkpoints on the trains. I mean, in Russia, they didn't even have checkpoints getting on trains. It was just coming into the country. In Nazi Germany, they rarely had checkpoints on trains. And you know about that, it's been made a classic image in Hollywood films. Tape us, please. I mean, everybody knows that image. America is going much further than that. I mean, the Nazis didn't brag about torturing and killing people. America does. So, at least they hid what they were doing. Now, this stuff is just out in the open. I mean, this is pure evil. So, number one, it doesn't keep you safe, folks. Number two, it's cynically being done to train you to be a slave. And the border is wide open. I mean, it's a total joke. They're going to put up billions of dollars of cameras in every major city. They're already doing it. Billions per city. I mean, over a billion in some cities. Big marquee cities like Chicago, New York, L.A. Hundreds of millions in towns like Austin. Almost a billion in Dallas. What is it, 800 and something million? On top of what's already been put up. Imagine what that would do with Border Patrol. Imagine what that would do with cameras on the border where you can constitutionally put the military. Oh, but no. We're not going to put the military there. I mean, look at this Fox News story. Pentagon to increase domestic surveillance for counterterrorism. The Department of Defense has developed a new strategy in counterterrorism. This is so illegal. This is a felony. It would increase military activities on American soil, particularly in the area of intelligence gathering. The move is sparking concern among civil liberties advocates and those who fear an encroaching military role in domestic law enforcement. Folks, the only place where they've actually done this is like North Korea and former East Germany. I mean, this is maximum tyranny. In an argument that eerily foreshadowed the July London terror attacks, the Pentagon in late June announced a strategy for homeland defense and support, which would expand its reach domestically to prevent enemy attacks aimed at Americans here at home. And again, they count all gang member activity, all drug dealing as terrorism. Hundreds of arrests on a monthly basis now. The strategy approved by Defense Secretary Gordon England. What are you doing involved in our daily lives, Gordon England? On June 24th, argues that the government needs a multi-layered preventative approach to national defense in order to combat an unconventional enemy that will attack from anywhere, anytime, by any means, conceivable means. Transitional terrorist groups view the world as an integrated global battle space in which to exploit perceived U.S. vulnerabilities wherever they may be, reads the 40-page document that outlines the new plans. And the plan openly calls for troops on the streets, and Bob Barr comments on it. Critics say the fears raised by the Pentagon are being used as a justification for the military to conduct wider, more intrusive surveillance on American citizens. Do we want, as a free people, with any notion of privacy enshrined in the Constitution and based on very clear limits to defend the role of government, to be in a society where not just the police but the military are on the street corners gathering intelligence on citizens?
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
All right, we're going to your calls here in a moment, but I tried to hurry through this Fox News article. Let me go back to what Bob Barr said. Critics say fears raised by the Pentagon are being used as a justification for the military to conduct wider, more intrusive surveillance on American citizens. Do we want, as a free people, with the notion of privacy enshrined in the Constitution and based on the very clear limits and defined role of government, to be in a society where not just the police, but the military are on the street corners gathering intelligence on citizens, sharing that data, manipulating that data? Ask former Representative Bob Barr Republican Georgia, a constitutional law expert and civil libertarian. This document provides a blueprint for doing just that, he said. Barr said the strategy is a backdoor means of following through with the 2002 plan to create the centralized information database using public and private records on individuals called the Total Information Awareness Network, which, by the way, never got killed, folks. It's operational. Private firm runs it, run by convicted drug-dealing felons. That's been in the news. Almost all the people running these databases are well-known arms dealers, child dealers. This is mainstream news. Child kidnappers, murderers, smack dealers. And I mean, you look, it's literally just all these felons run these places. And they've got giant merc armies, you know, of plainclothes guys with the short haircuts and little machine guns under their jackets. And they're mainly doing domestic spying. They're mainly going after people that don't pay their cuts into the central banks. Just like Los Zetas is hired killers. Mainstream news admits that they're trained by the U.S. government, killing hundreds. But the as usual, it's blowback. The government can't control them. They're just killing all the cartels that aren't globalist certified. I mean, this is happening. Okay, I mean, I've been there back in 99 and witnessed Marines training to take your guns and admitting it's for America, Police State 2000. I've been there. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. It's not a joke. We're talking not just troops spying on you, but troops on the street corners. Let me tell you something. They're already there, folks. They're already there. They've been there since the late 80s. But in the late 80s, it was a few thousand. They have grown these cadres to tens of thousands, a huge, silent, invisible network that's now going to be going public. These are traitors. These are scum. These are un-American pieces of filth. You understand, folks, secret troops, it's even worse than troops, secret troops is the epitome of the Sovietization, the Nazification, the Chi-com-ization of this country. It is China doesn't have, in most areas of the country, they do on some of their borders, secret plainclothes military sneaking around. Okay, you understand we're going to be worse than China. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana, and then we'll go to everybody else. Go ahead, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Very upset. I mean, it's all happening.
I am too. Let me. A piece of paper never saved anybody's life. We keep saying the Constitution says this or the Constitution says that. We are the Constitution.
I agree. Just because they say we don't have rights doesn't mean it's true.
That's right. We should have the Constitution written in our heart. A piece of paper ain't going to save us. I'm so tired of these people saying, call your representative. They're in with it. But another thing is, George Bush, that's his army down there. That's not mine. He's making criminals out of every one of them boys. I know what's going on. I talk to people who come back from there. That's his. And it's an unconstitutional war. They're going along with it. That's fine. You understand? That's fine. But they took an 11-year-old girl here. It was on national news. She in a rock fight. She threw a rock, cut a little boy's eye. Not bad. 2 stitches. You know how kids are. And they put helicopters over her house, sent the squad team on her. They threw her down on her back, put her...
You know, I saw that. And, I mean, how many of us threw rocks at each other?
Yeah, well, yeah. But they put her knee in her back, 190-pound man, and handcuffed her, brought her to a facility, wouldn't let her see her parents, but 30 minutes out of 5 days, then put her on house arrest.
No, they're training us. It's like tasering the 5-year-old.
But they're training us
in front of us to have three cops jump on a little girl. I know, they're training us.
And they put helicopters over a house.
Well, Al-Qaeda. All crime is terrorism.
You see, the American people, they want somebody else to do it. They want you to do it. They want me to do it.
It's about mega oppression. It's about you do the smallest thing, we're going to send men in black masks to beat the daylights out of you.
Yeah, that's it. But you see, Mr. Jones, if it wasn't for a few people like yourself and a few, We would be down the tube right now, and these people won't even help themselves. They want somebody else to do it, Mr. Jones.
Well, a lot of folks are waking up though, Charles. But you're doing a good job. Anything else?
No, sir. I'm just upset this morning.
It's good to be upset. That's healthy. Keep it up. God bless you. We'll come back and take more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
I mean, look, it's not normal to have the former Secretary of Transportation taking a microchip and traveling to public schools around the country, getting on the news, saying parents, you know, this is a former secretary in the cabinet wearing a $3,000 suit, giving speeches at public school gymnasiums saying, put microchips in your children. I mean, folks, the bizarreness is here. The bizarreness of a six-year-old throwing a fit and arguing so the police come in like they're dealing with Al-Qaeda and, you know, pull guns and jump on her and handcuff her. Oh, my gosh, a six-year-old, how deadly. We're all in big trouble. Or, you know, kids throw rocks. I mean, we got in so many rock fights. I got so many cuts on my face. It's not safe. It's not good. Bad stuff happens. But, I mean, I would have been in jail so many times, and the other kids would have been in jail even more. And it was usually other kids would start throwing rocks first. You know, it starts out with a pebble, moves on to a bigger rock. Pretty soon you're throwing sticks at each other, you know, in the woods. And pretty soon one hits you in the face. And, you know, I was never the type to start crying and run home to mommy. Other kids would, even when they'd start it. But, yeah, now some 11-year-old girl, they're throwing rocks and laughing. One gets hurt. One's eye, you know, gets a cut on it. And so they call out helicopters and SWAT teams. You know, an 11-year-old is assaulted with a deadly weapon. I guarantee you, every one of those SWAT team cops threw rocks. See, they engage in doublethink. Well, times have changed. Things are different today. Al-Qaeda hit us. That's always the excuse. Things are different now. Zero tolerance. Hope your mama sent you to school with a Tylenol in your lunchbox because you have because you're sick. We're going to charge you with a crime and put you on probation. Doesn't matter if you're on the honor roll. Or, oh, you're the valedictorian who was going to graduate tonight, last day of school, but you brought for your morning home class, you know, for your main morning class, your homeroom class. This happened. There's been squadrons of these cases, just so many you can't count them all, but in one case we interviewed her a few years ago. She was the valedictorian, and she brought a little plastic case, you know, paper box, that had the 12 spoons and the 12 forks and the 12 knives, little plastic knives. The security guard saw that she pulled up and saw her getting out and saw that she had the cake and saw that she had the little box, and he ran over and told her to get up against the car, and he called in back up, and he said, hey, zero tolerance, plastic knives, you're going to jail. And the school board said, absolutely, you're not going to get to graduate. You got to go to summer school. We're stripping you the last semester. You got to go to summer school to graduate. She was already lined up to go to college that summer. And there was another young lady who was on the honor roll. Happened the same year. This was a few years back. Now I see these articles and don't even really pay attention to them. This is how desensitized I've gotten. And she was even worse. She was about to move out that weekend and had all her stuff boxed up in her truck. And she has something even worse. Her mother had given her a box of utensils, and they had the little butter knives with the edges, and the stainless steel forks and stuff. And they admitted that she had all her clothes and placemats and stuff in there to go off to college. She was so excited about going right away, she was going to move early and get there. And they arrested her and stripped her. Of her diploma, and I'm sure you've heard the story about the homeschooler. We had her dad on. This was in major New York papers. She was 15. She graduated in the top 1% when she went and took the state test, the federally standardized test. She was in the top 1% at 15. She had a full tuition at the major New York college, and CPS came and took her. And criminally charged her father with abuse, and it was in the newspaper, and they were proud of it. They said, it is abusive to not let his daughter have had the socialization she needed of being in public school. Though she was already, I forgot, she was already starting to go to college. That's when they discovered it. She got in the newspaper and was praised, and that made them very angry, and they went and wouldn't let her go to college and withdrew her diploma. That she'd gotten through the state test, saying that she had been truant for all those years. Oh, you're doubting me? Just type it into Google. You'll get New York Post, New York Times, saying it's good. They, of course, said it was good this was happening. And there's countless other examples where we're all criminals, we're all evil, we're all bad, unless you're the vice president running billions of dollars of contracts into your own bank accounts, into your wife's bank account for Lockheed Martin. You know, forget Halliburton. The Lockheed Martin stuff's 10 times worse. Just total, absolute grand larceny, total fraud, total embezzlement. Publicly, no one gets in trouble. Trillions missing from the Pentagon, publicly admitted, nothing happens. Dying Corps kidnaps 200,000 women and children, and it's admitted in Congress, and the Defense Secretary says no big deal. They were put in the penalty box for a few months. I mean, are you starting to get this? And I remember 10 years ago, cops were pretty polite, folks. Most of them are a bunch of rude, out-of-control punks. You know, even if they're not out-of-control punks, they're being told to act like that. I'm sick of it. All right, that's enough. I'm going to your calls. I think I was really tired today. I almost ran a rebroadcast because I just had jet lag. I did coast to coast. I did some editing last night. And then I'm just tired. And now I'm not tired, folks. I just get so angry. John in Ohio, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, this guest you had on from Fox News, I think, proves once and for all that anything that comes out of any of the corporate military-industrial complex media, especially Fox News, a commentator for them, it's nothing but a sinister propagandist for every pretext.
And he was slick, though, wasn't he?
Oh, he was very slick when he had to admit something because you knew it about the terrorist attacks, blaming the communists and Mossadegh in Iraq. He tried to somehow fudge that away, but on everything else, you know, if you know that these are the kind of dirty operations that the CIA uses around the world, you're not going to believe the pretenses that this attack on
Iraq.
They
even have handbooks on how to frame patsies.
Well, yeah.
And then it just came out the British have tortured other people to say they're terrorists. You can't believe any of this.
You can't. There's a book by a former State Department intelligence analyst William Blum called Killing Hope, and he shows how around the world, the United States government, when it overthrew Arbenz, the mild reformer in Guatemala in 54, which caused the death of 200,000 people in the coming years, they planted Soviet arms there to justify it as a supposed, you know, beachhead for a Soviet communism. I remember Sadat before the Soviets even went into Afghanistan. He bragged afterwards that he was a transshipment point for Soviet arms before the United States started sending in direct U.S. arms to these Mujahideen al-Qaeda terrorists. And he was actually bragging about it before he was assassinated, that this was a kind of a way of disguising the planting of arms. And here you got this guy, Loftus, planting disinformation that even the Bush administration doesn't claim that there might be, you know, some of these WMDs in Syria. I mean, it's just beyond what even the Bush administration would dare claim. The guy is a total fraud, you know. I didn't know about him before that. But when you look at...
But let me stop you. It is conclusive, it is admitted that they had drills at the exact same time, exact same places on 7-7. It is now admitted that the supposed mastermind of the bombings is MI6, and they're protecting him. I mean, that is conclusive proof that these British operations are an inside job.
Yeah, he knows that. I mean,
he had to admit it. See, I mean, it's like when I was debating Peter Lance. They have to admit all this stuff, but then they just say, still, it's Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's crazy. They just try to admit it and then jump past it.
Yeah, or say that it's just all of the amounts of evidence of complicity by the shadow government in 9/11 and in London bombings. Oh, they're just slipshod. They're just incompetent. All the DIA, the CIA, all of the intelligence agencies with their billions of dollars of satellite surveillance and others, they just were outsmarted by this guy in a Dallas's machine in a cave.
And then I brought up Gladio, and he goes, that's an exaggeration, before I'd even said what Gladio was.
No, I know you're absolutely right with that. I read about that years ago. That's a direct correlation. They bombed train stations in Italy during the 80s and blamed the communists. This has been brought out
But meanwhile, John, our government building aluminum factories and weapons factories and propping up and funding the Soviets. So the best enemy money can buy.
Well, I'll argue with that somewhere else. His recitation of all the targets of the Project for a New American Century gang that's around the Bush administration, Syria, Iran, North Korea, and China, and setting them
Listen,
up.
Listen, did you hear him say that they're going to declare Iraq sovereign and claim that Iraq wants to invade Syria? I mean, that's really ridiculous.
No child would believe that kind of kindergarten propaganda. If we go over there and impose a puppet government on them over there and then tell them to shut down any newspaper that criticizes the occupation, and then the people don't realize, and you can read this on by some of the independent journals like Dar Jamal on CMAG.org, which is a left gatekeeper on too many things, but on less interesting things, that the winning coalition over there only got in won by calling for early U.S. withdrawal and reversal of all the privatization schemes by Bremer that were imposed on the country. That has been completely censored out by the media. Exactly what they voted for is the opposite of what the Bush...
What do you think about these calls by Paul Harvey to nuke and kill all Muslims, that black slavery was good, that killing Native Americans with smallpox was good? What do you think of now Bill O'Reilly saying just execute all the prisoners? I mean, it's kidding. I'm not kidding. The Nazis never talked like this
openly.
They just snuck around. I mean, this is a new in history. Since the Romans, it has not been this overt.
I think they're trying to make us as corrupt as they are, as corrupt as the elitists, because it's getting difficult to keep on lying. Eventually, the truth leaks out.
They just got to say, we're torturing, we're kidnapping children, it's good, we're murdering people, we're putting, mercury's good for you. That They don't even deny it anymore, John. It's like the New York police chief goes, you guys wouldn't buy checkpoints before, but now you will, so we're going to do it.
Well, they won't have to lie to us anymore if they can make us think as evil and as corrupt as they do. They won't have to come up with all of these WMDs, freedom, democracy, liberty, and the rest
well,
of it.
Well, wait a minute. Thomas Barnett at the War College, Naval War College, and more and more of these neocons just say, it's about an empire, we're taking over, we're all going to get lots of money. And I hear callers calling in, John, going, yeah, I want money. What these idiots don't know is this same elite is financially raping you. You're not going to get any of this booty. You're not going to get any of these spoils, you fools. You want to say anything to them?
Well, the same military over there that's torturing people over there and raising their cities to the ground, humiliating and killing people are coming back over here. They're going to do the same thing.
Hey, listen, you heard Bob Barr. And it is in the 40-page plan. We have a link to it on prisonplanet.com. But here it is. He says, Bob Barr says, we're going to have troops on the street corners. Folks, that is Eastern Germany. That is China. That is Nazi Germany. I mean, folks, even most communist countries do not have troops on the street corners. Folks, this is maximum martial law. Let me read what Bob Barr said, John. I want to get your take on this. Let me read this. Let me find out what... here it is. Bob Barr. Do we want, as a free people, with the notion of privacy enshrined in the Constitution and based on the very clear limits and defined role of government, to be in a society where not just the police but the military are on the street corners gathering intelligence on citizens, sharing that data, manipulating that data, asked former Representative Bob Barr. This document provides a blueprint for doing just that, close quote. Now, folks, the military kills people and breaks things. They've been trained in torture. And see, now you're going to be anti-military if you don't put the armband out on your tree, if you don't send your daughters out to throw flowers at them. I mean, folks, I will die before I run around and lick boots to troops. And I've got video, folks, of troops 6 years ago marching up to me in Central Texas saying, turn your video cameras off. And I say, no, I'm not going to. And they go, you're the one that put us on TV, because they were running checkpoints back then. I mean, this is a Red Dawn takeover, but it is our government that's doing it. Comments, John?
Well, yes, I think they're going to duplicate the kind of brutality and martial law that the poor Iraqis have suffered after 1.5 million people have been killed. Now they've got this kind of thing. And I remember...
We're coming up on 14 years of genocide against those people.
Absolutely. I mean the top oil for food supervisors all quit and said it was genocide, absolute genocide. I remember in the New York Times about 9 months ago, General Myers, I think one of the main commanders over there, was bragging that if anybody looks cross-eyed at our troops, they go off to these Abu Ghraib torture chambers. Now, when you got that kind of situation, and I've read...
By the way, there are over 100,000 people in 32 known camps, and the Army's own report, again, this is a year old, said upwards of 90% are totally innocent. You don't have your papers in order. You go to a rape camp where literal demonic hogs rape your wife in front of you.
Yes, that's really terrorism, real terrorism.
Folks, this is the most brutal,
kind of
evil, demonic stuff you can imagine.
It's designed to terrorize anyone who would fight back against this rape and pillage that's going on against them. They've even used napalm and sarin gas or mustard gas.
They're now shipping over 25 microwave units.
Yes, and our own public health minister said that our use of these things like napalm in Fallujah, where we killed thousands of people and razed the country virtually to the ground, was outrageous and designed to terrorize the population.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, I want people to know who are going, good, microwave them Iraqis. Let me tell you something. A year after they put up sound cannons or the LRAD systems there, they deployed them all over this country. And they've already deployed the microwave guns here, too.
There's a double-edged sword. Anytime you glorify this kind of unprovoked militarism against countries abroad, it's going to come back here. Those people, the military is anathema to any kind of representative, whatever you want to call it, republic, democracy, or whatever, people's power anywhere, here or there. And you threaten our civil liberties here when you give a free hand to them to rape and plunder people around the world, totally unprovoked. And I was I was reading an article about Zakari, the guy that they use as a supposed...
Total CIA.
Total CIA. You had a guy from Progressive, which is another pseudo-left gatekeeper, but they had an interesting article, the latest issue, about how an underreported story was that the Bush administration had nixed three times the Pentagon's plan that they said was airtight for... bombing him in the U.S.-controlled northern no-fly zone back before the war. And three times the Bush National Security Council nixed it because they wanted him around as a pretext to invade Iraq.
Well, the number three man at the CIA, Krongard, told the Times of London on January 6th that we're leaving him alone. It's more, folks, the head bomber is MI6 doing it for them. I mean... John, it's simple. It's motive. Who gets power out of these bombings?
It's incredible that some people can't see that. And another thing about Zakari, there's an exile from London who's an exile from the Saddam regime, Sami Ramdadi and Dar Jamal, an independent reporter, unlike the ones that who point out that the majority of the Iraqis believe that the Zakari is really a CIA Pentagon asset to incite sectarian violence for divide and rule and conquer tactics by the Pentagon.
Yeah, no, that's the Brzezinski wrote that down in 97. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Third hour coming up, a ton of news and your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Brian and William and Eric and Matt and Lori, everybody, your calls are coming up. Yeah, 14 years since late 1990. Coming up on 15 years They've been bombed and attacked and controlled. Over 1.5 million dead. Their population's actually gone way down. It's genocide. And folks, it'll be going on in 10 years. And people think the war's failing. It's not failing. The globalists are killing more people, killing more of our troops, causing more hysteria. They want everybody fighting with each other. And yeah, in major polls over in Iraq, John's right. They believe it's the U.S. government. All the running man TV shows where they torture people on TV aren't convincing the people. It's so sick. Before I go back to Brian and William and everybody else, if you believe in this broadcast and you want powerful videos that are extremely informative and are waking people up, then you need to go to our video and bookstore that's online at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We're carrying Joyce Riley's new excellent video. Now I had a chance to see it. I'd only seen clips before, decided to carry it, but now I have it. And that is Beyond Treason, about chemical and biological testing on our own troops, knowingly killing them. The government's own documents, video footage of all of it. Incredible film. You got to get it. Beyond Treason, available via Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Be sure and get Martial Law. It's a mini-series. It's 3 hours long, covers the police state, 9/11, and the globalist master plan. My best film yet, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, a must-have. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Huge discounts when you get multiple films. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and check out all the different specials and watch the trailers and watch the clips of the films. Or you can simply call toll-free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there. They can answer all your questions. 1-888-253-3139. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films have been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, my weekly TV reports, Prison Planet, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today. Do not wait. Get the films. Make copies of the videos that I've made. Get them out to people. It's having such a big effect. Expose the murdering terrorist. They cannot stand that if we do that. Brian in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. This is Bruce in Colorado.
Oh, Bruce. I apologize. Bruce, go ahead.
That's okay. I hear some people calling in about the churches, which are in an apostate condition at this point. And my suggestion is that people have their own meetings. You don't even have to call them churches. Just have them in their homes. And this goes in line with what you were saying about leadership. You know, people need to be leaders. And the way it's done is you give out Alex Jones videos along with tracks with your phone number. People will call you up because the tracks, well, I say tracks, I mean homemade tracks, where you cite Matthew 24, which shows the prophecy that falls in line with many of the things that you say on the video. It shows how the prophecies, you know, the beast in Revelation, being the Antichrist beast, the New World Order system, it actually helps to convince people that this is the gospel and this is the truth.
I mean, Tommy Thompson is traveling to public schools, telling elementary students to take chips. I mean, folks, we're living in a science fiction nightmare.
Right. One of the most clear illustrations is this beast that has power, was given to him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. What could be more clear? When has this ever occurred in history? That some entity or some power has power over all kindreds and
tongues. Stay there, Bruce. Let you finish up on the other side, and we'll talk to everybody else. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.